Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Troy Hawk Van Every. I am the lead performance specialist here at Zenix. And we're going to be interviewing Lucas Chamberlain. And Lucas is an originator student with us currently. And we're going to go ahead and kick it off. Lucas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Troy. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself as we kick things off for today.
All right. So I'm from New York originally. Lived there up until college. Spent some time in Boston for school. Lived in Texas for a year for my last career and ended up in Tennessee, of all places. Been here since 2012.
Very, very good. Very good. So what got you started, or what kind of piqued your interest, so to speak, to jump into the mortgage industry?
So it's been kind of an interesting story for me. You know, COVID-19, of course, has played a role in it. My last profession was in the music industry, of all places, which I know is kind of an odd jump to go from the music industry to mortgages. But I've been really enjoying it so far. You know, I've always been kind of looking for a different career path that can maybe provide me with some more stability, a bit more control of my schedule, if that even exists. So mortgages is kind of what I stumbled upon, and I happen to live in a hot market for it. So that kind of steered me in that direction.
Well, that is really cool to hear about your musical background. What kind of instruments do you play?
So my main instrument is guitar. I actually went to college for music, so we did have to learn a few other things up there, you know, piano and a lot of writing skills and production skills as well. I do try to dabble in some other instruments, but I can't really claim to be too great at them. guitar is my primary focus for sure.
Good deal. Do you play acoustic or electric, or both?
Electric mainly, both when I have to. But that is kind of what I was doing for the past 10 years or so professionally. So, you know, if someone asks, you do it.
That's awesome. Well, how did you originally find out about Zenix?
So Zenix was brought to my attention from my employer, or at least at that time was my soon-to-be employer. They've used y'all before, and I think they were very happy with their results. So they were pretty quick to get me going with Zenix.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah. Well, I know that you are currently an originator student with us. You're currently in our flight school program and have recently finished our ground school program.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your thoughts about ground school, since it's very fresh or top of mind there for you right now.
Very fresh. Yeah. I just finished that. What was it, about a week and a half ago or a week ago? Ground school was great. You know, the first thing I took obviously was the pre-license course, and I took my national exam, and that did provide quite a bit of info, but a lot of it isn't, you know, steered in a certain direction or how you might end up using it. So ground school, I thought, was great because it filled in a lot of those gaps of knowledge, reinforced a lot of the existing knowledge, and kind of, started to steer it into like actual practical use. And even still now going into flight school, that's even, you know, been done tenfold now on top of that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So you have gotten, and that's one of the big things that we always would say is that, you know, with the ground school program, and I've actually taken the ground school program as a licensed loan officer years ago. So I definitely know a lot about that from your perspective. So I've seen it personally. It's an awesome program. And one of the cool things that it does is it definitely gives you a foundation about everything in the mortgage business, of course, transactions, calculations, the history of the mortgage business, different loan products. And one of the things that comes up a lot of times from our students is, you know, why do I need to learn about, you know, VA loans? Or why do I need to know about FHA, for example? And, you know, here at our company, we typically don't do those types of loans. You know, what about ARMs and all kinds of different stuff there? And so what we want to do is we want to give every single student starting out in the mortgage business a very good background well-rounded education from the standpoint, if they ever needed to do a VA loan, for example, they would know how to do it. Also, we want to make sure that if someone asks them a question about it, we can switch gears with them as far as knowing exactly what to for you or for any student to be able to ask. And that's really what we're after. And so it's a really neat piece there. And there's a lot of information there in the ground school program, isn't there, Lucas?
There is. You know, and it's funny, too, that of all the products to bring up, you bring up VA. And, you know, you mentioned that you don't do a lot of it or any of it where you are. But my company that I just joined with, I think about 80% of the loans they do are VA. You know, we're in a town here where we have one of the largest military bases locally. So a good chunk of it is VA. So I'm glad you guys covered it.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, every company's different. Every loan officer is different as far as their particular products that they offer. And one of the things that gets brought up from time to time, too, is you know, you didn't ask the question about mortgage insurance, you know. And so one of the things that we try to do, too, is we prompt the students to make sure that they know proactively which particular piece to plug into that particular equation. In other words, if we had a borrower come in and we said, okay, your payment's going to be $1,655.42 every single month. And they're all excited about that. And then we come back and say, oh, I forgot to plug in mortgage insurance. That's going to go up just a bit here.
Yeah.
And so what we try to do is we really try to get every single student, just like yourself, to fully understand everything that's there and make sure that all of that information is so well understood that we can ask the right questions and certainly be able to provide the right answers there as well. One of the other quick things that you know very well is with all the calculations that you've done. And a lot of times we will walk through those, and certainly we have a calculator that goes through within the originator program for both ground, flight, and then also officer school, which is our third phase there. And one of the biggest things that we have to make sure to understand is that a lot of times those calculations are automated within a particular officer's company. So we will get the question a lot of times, well, Troy, you know, why do we have to know how to calculate this or how to calculate that, you know, FHA calculations or VA or conventional, that kind of thing.
Right.
And we want every single student to know exactly how to do it, because there will probably be a question out there where a borrower asks, well, you know, how did you come up with that? You know, why do you charge certain things, let's say, for an FHA? So we really want to make sure we have a full background from that standpoint. So tell us a little bit more, too, about your experience so far in flight school, because obviously that's going to be a little bit different structure, of course, and learning there from what you had in ground school.
Flight school has been great so far. So, you know, it's been a chance to take all that information now and start to apply it, which, you know, can be a little tricky. You know, I'm doing pretty well with it, but some of the case studies are great reinforcers of, you know, all that knowledge that's kind of swirling around the brain. And now you actually have to kind of focus it and, you know, remember when and how to use it. So it's each one has been a little learning experience, and I'm taking it as I go and making sure to not, you know, make those certain slip ups again. It's been really great. And like you said, you know, a lot of this stuff will be automated, which is what I'm finding when I'm, you know, speaking with my mentor and with my manager. But I also don't want to be in the situation where a client asks me a question and I'm the guy in the room that doesn't know what's going on, you know, because I need to be the exact opposite of that. So it's been super helpful so far.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things too, and just as a quick word of encouragement, Lucas, to you and to everyone that's watching is, you know, I've been in the mortgage business for over 20 years, and I can promise you I have not learned everything. I'm learning something every day. I think all of us should always be a student of the mortgage business and continue to do that. And if you get a question that you don't know, that is totally fine, too, because it gives you and everyone else that's listening, of course, the opportunity to follow back up with them later. You know, I believe I know the answer to that particular guideline and on that particular product, but I want to make sure I absolutely give you the most correct answer, because that is changing constantly. Let me give you a call back tomorrow at 11 a.m. with that workout for you. And so we try to, you know, promote that, the small promises, calling back exactly at that time as promised as well. So One of the other things that we do here at Zenix within all of our programs, especially the Brown School, Flight School, and Originator programs, is that we have the opportunity to check everything out, make sure that everything is current and compliant and that kind of thing. As I mentioned, the mortgage industry is constantly changing. It really is. And so we always really, really focus in on that to make sure the information is absolutely current. So you talked a little bit about that, about your role there in Flight School. And by the way, Flight School, as you mentioned, does have 25 case studies. There's some branch details in there where you're going to get accustomed to working with your team members and getting really more immersed in the branch. And then from there, you will be moving into Officer School, which is our third phase there. And basically, that is a four-week program where you'll be building a plan of four 90-minute live webinars. You'll be working on daily accountability at the same time. So there's definitely some good stuff to be aware of right there coming up. One of the other things that we talked about as well, that when you entered Brown School, you actually broke a record for us here at Zenix, and you finished it within 4 days, which is pretty amazing. And for everyone that's listening, I just want a quick background on what that really entails. So our Brown School program is 120 hours. So we say that it typically takes about 3 weeks to complete. That's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So let's say 3 weeks to complete for somebody working on it full time. If you're part time, usually about 6 weeks or so. Now, if we move on to Flight School is a little bit different, about 80 hours total. So it's a little bit different from that standpoint. Usually if someone's working on it full time, it's about 2 weeks to complete it and about 4 weeks on a part time basis, 2 weeks on a full time basis. So what you did there, Lucas, is pretty amazing that you finished it in 4 days. And I know you and I have talked about it a few times before, but I certainly wanted to get your thoughts kind of around that, of what your thoughts were, what your motivation was, what you did, what was your secret sauce, so to speak, to make it happen and complete it within 4 days.
Well, it's funny because it's still, to hear it put that way, it still surprises me a little bit. I did approach it with the intention of trying to maybe finish it a little early. I didn't think I would be 4 days completely done. That week that I started with was the week leading up to 4th of July. And I knew the 3rd, that Friday, I wouldn't be around. We were leaving for the holiday weekend. So I said, all right, I'll put in a couple extra hours a day. That's 10 hours a day. Let's start to attack this. And before I knew it, that seemed to speed up and add up pretty quickly. So, if anyone else is listening who's thinking about doing it or in the middle of doing it, I mean, it's definitely possible. I can't really say that I put in, 12-hour days or 14-hour days or anything of that sort. So
it wasn't modest.
I mean, I guess so. I'm not exactly sure where I made up the time there, but it must have been in the tests and the quizzes, I would assume, because each video is set length already, so you can't make those go faster.
You thought you would kind of sandbag a little bit with a modest 10 hours a day, right?
So just a modest, yeah. And of course, to be honest, I was trying a little bit to impress the new employer. I mean, right. I'm kind of coming into this industry with little to no experience. So, if I see an opportunity for a leg up, I'm going to try to take it.
That's perfect. That's really good. Well, one of the neat things about that too is that our Brown School program, Flight School as well, they're all self-paced, as you know. So you can move as fast as you want to go through it from that standpoint. And so we don't gate it, so to speak. We don't limit the number of courses that can be completed or learning modules that can be completed in a particular day. So it kind of works out really well. So one of the things that I wanted to mention and just kind of ask and get a little bit more thoughts around that are, what are the next steps in your journey? Ground running with what you've done so far with Zenix and with your company, but what are you looking to do next from that standpoint?
Yeah, so next steps for me, again, I am entering the industry at kind of an interesting time. Normally right now during flight school, I believe your typical person would be in the office working, getting hands-on with a lot of that material. I've had to do a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of screen sharing and things like that to start to get access and get some information. Now, once loan officer school starts, and I believe it's August 3rd for me, then I will actually be going in, be very hands-on doing actual business, actual work. So that's super exciting on my end. And even before this, I've been trying to do my best on my own to kind of play catch up, reading wise and just information wise, aside from Zinnix, aside from my company, again, to not be the guy in the room that doesn't know what's going on. And, you know, trying to meet up with my current realtor that's helped us purchase our homes, see if she has anyone for me to reach out to for referral sources, and kind of getting all that lined up, or at least some wheels moving. So once I am ready and able, I can kind of hit the ground running. That's it so far.
A question for you here. What advice would you give your younger self from that standpoint, as far as kind of what you've learned so far? What are some things that you would kind of tell your younger self as far as advice from that standpoint?
Interesting question. You know, I'm so fresh to it that I'm not sure if I would have advice yet. I would say that, you know, myself included, or anyone else thinking about making the move, to just do it. Obviously do your research, but you know, it's to make a big career change. I was also met with a little bit of pushback or a little bit of uncertainty from other people, and not for any wrong reason or bad reason, but you know, it's weird to go from one career to a polar opposite career. But I do think if you have the drive and the passion for it, and that kind of gut feeling that you should do it, just go ahead and do it and dive in 110%.
Well, that's perfect. That was actually the next segue or the question I was going to ask you next. I think that's perfect.
So, I jumped ahead, didn't I?
No, you're all good. That's perfect. Well, we really appreciate your time today and sitting with us and going through the details there. You've done a great job jumping in there. You're certainly well on your journey to, you know, going through and getting your XCO designation, which is actually what you're going to get once you complete of course, flight school and ground, or you've already completed ground, you're working on flight, and you'll be completing officer school. And so you'll have that XCO designation that is certainly very well recognized in the industry to be able to share as well with all of your email signatures and collateral and all that good stuff. So we're certainly excited about bestowing that prestigious honor on you very soon.
I will be showing it off for sure.
I probably should have gotten you to bring in your guitar and play a little song for us.
Next time.
All right. It's a deal. Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Lucas. And thanks again for trusting us with your training. And we certainly look forward to hearing more about your successes going forward.
Thanks again for having me, Troy. I appreciate it.
Take care, Lucas.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zinnix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zinnix.com/inside the mortgage mind.